The shaman is a tracker who tracks not only through space, along the forest, in search for jaguar, but who also learns to track luminous cords that extend into the past and into the future. And it's helpful to imagine our past like a solid cord of light, like those flashlights that children have that have looped fiber optic cables in the front, and you can light them and all the cables light up. Imagine that the past is the body of the flashlight, a solid cord of light, and the future are all of these cords, fiber optic cables, that represent alternate destinies. Now, imagine extending the body of the flashlight upwards into those luminous cords. Imagine a line extending upwards. All of the cords that fall within that line, within what I call the momentum tunnel, are the most probable future outcomes. And 99% of our future possibilities lie within this momentum tunnel. Most of us have made the choices to align ourselves behind our destinies. We've changed the toxic relationships, the toxic jobs, the diets, but occasionally life calls us to make a dramatic change. And it's like driving your pickup truck at 100 miles an hour with your washer and dryer and kitchen sink in the back and wanting to make a sharp left turn. If you can make that turn, in all likelihood, the pickup truck and the washer and dryer are going to keep going. And you're probably going to roll the truck. So it's very difficult to make changes, to select destinies that are outside our momentum tunnel. But occasionally, like in Steve's case, we're challenged by life to do so. And in that case, what you do is you have to reduce your mass. You've got to drop the washer, drop the dryer, drop the kitchen sink, drop the toxic job, change the relationship, clean up your past, all of the baggage that we carry, that's going to make us roll the truck. And the more we jettison, the lighter that we become and the easier it is for us to make that turn.